Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
To Looney, back to Curry, still moving on the right wing. Crowded by Thompson, takes a dribble, backs him up, shoots the three, and banked it home! He banked it in!
Why not?
Who says you have to stop banking on the weekend? Our guest will be Stephen Curry. He gets a handshake and a hug from Jaren Jack. Well, last time we tried to talk to Stephen Curry on our postgame show, and they pulled the plug on us in Orlando.
Yes, sir. We're back, though.
We're back here. Well, first of all, Steph, before we get to the game, another great milestone for you tonight. 25,000 points. Only 26 guys have done it. But I want to read you the... These are the guys that have done it with one franchise. Karl Malone, Kobe Bryant, Dirk Nowitzki, Michael Jordan, Hakeem Olajuwon, Tim Duncan, John Havlicek, Reggie Miller, and Jerry West.
I'm 10? All right, I'll take that.
Yeah.
I was doing the finger counting like I was in first grade. That's beautiful.
That's quite a 10, though. That's quite a 10.
That is a 10 that any time you hear those names, you know about basketball history. So that's special for sure.
It is very special. Congratulations on that. Can you tell me about this game? Because it felt kind of choppy up here.
Yeah, I mean, Detroit's a physical, you know, big team that tries to put pressure on you. And these are tough games. None of us would ever admit it coming into it because you're trying to keep the mental over the physical. But these are hard games coming off a six-hour flight right back home after a five-game road trip. So just had to find it somehow, some way. And the beauty of it is this is the measure of a good team that can win a game like this, even though it was choppy, you know, foul calls all over the place, poor shooting all over the floor. We got enough stops and you get a win.
You know, one of the things about this change for the Warriors since Jimmy Butler has come, and everybody's talking about what Jimmy has done, but also it's kind of solidified the rotation, and we keep seeing this guy come out night in, night out, Gui Santos, and every time he comes on the floor, he's earning himself some more minutes. Talk a little bit about Gui.
Yeah, his superpower is obviously his hustle, his will, and then he's such an unselfish player because of that. Like he gives up his body, he plays physical, he tries to make the extra effort every possession, and that helps us. You know, he doesn't know how many minutes he's going to play, but he knows he's going to play, and he has an opportunity to impact the game every night and turn the energy our way. So he's been doing that consistently.
So out of your 25,000-plus career points, which ones were your favorites?
All right, how long y'all got? pull up to the fire. Let's light a cigar, and we'll talk about it.
We'll definitely do that. We'll definitely do that one day. I was saddened, though. I was saddened on this last road trip. Not that you guys didn't play well. You obviously played very well. But I was very sad to see that's it. R.I.P. Steph Dunks.
Oh, man.
No more.
And if you were inside of my body right now, I could feel what my legs feel like after that road trip. You would understand why I said that. So I'm staying fully committed to it. I'm glad everybody got to, you know, witness it and enjoy it with me.
Yeah, Tom, if you were inside my body, you'd want to go jump off a roof.
Well, Steph, Tom's teammate Mitch Richmond told me one time, I asked him, why aren't you dunking anymore? And he goes, it's not the takeoffs, it's the landings.
Oh, that is it. I actually do my little pregame routine where – right before the jump ball, I take a sprint towards the basketball stanchion. Jaren Jack, my former teammate, he made fun of me. He was like, yo, I see your breaks ain't the same. I said, yeah, we got to keep testing them every game. That's why I do it now.
All right, sure. One thing before we let you go, I got to ask you this. Because you guys, and not just you, a lot of the league, comes out later and later and later to get warmed up to start the game. It used to be 20, then it was 17, 16. I think tonight it was like 14, 13. So that's fine. You don't take as long to get warmed up. So if that's the case, why are guys shooting when the lights go out for warm-ups? Guys are still out there shooting buckets.
We are maniacs out here, and I can't explain any of it. But don't blame us for the late entrances. That's the coaches doing 40 clips on offense and defense. I'm blaming all 27 of our coaches.
I'm going to bring that up with the head coach tonight.
Hey, congratulations on the win.
Yes.
Eight games above 500, first time since late November, and congratulations on another milestone. Just well done.
I appreciate it. Happy Women's Empowerment Day.
Empowerment Month.
Day, and all the above. I got a lot of amazing women in my life, and happy to share with them today.
That's awesome. Thanks, well Steph.
And as always, whatever the platform is, y'all check him out on it's at Warriors Vox.
Thank you, Steph.
Yes, sir.
Bye. Here at Chase Center, Warriors get a win, a grinder of a game. 115-110 was your final, as Warriors had to earn every bit of that victory tonight. They got the 32 from Steph, 26 from Jimmy Butler, 15 off the bench for our electrifying player of the game, Gui Santos. He had 6 rebounds, continues to impress with his hustle and his play. 12 apiece for Draymond Green, had the biggest shot of the night. Hit his second three with 34 seconds to go in the game to give the Warriors the type of cushion they needed. And 12 points and 7 rebounds for Moses Moody. Tim Roy along with Tom Tolbert. The Warriors win by 5, and the time was a grinder of a game, but you know the bottom line is the Warriors got to win.
Yeah, it doesn't matter what it was. When you're out there playing, you're just trying to find a way to win a game. And, I mean, look, when you're watching it, it's a rough watch just because of all the free throws. 77 free throw attempts. 77.
We had 56 fouls in 50 minutes.
I mean, incredible. 77 free throw attempts. You know what other game had 77 free throw attempts that I looked up a couple days ago?
Mm-hmm.
The 88 All-Star game. 77 free throw game.
Wow.
Free throw attempts in an All-Star game.
Wow.
To which the head coach, when I text him that, goes, what? They're actually trying in an All-Star game? How dare they? But it's just a lot of stop and start, and it's hard to get any kind of rhythm, any kind of flow. Pistons didn't shoot terrible, 46%. Warriors were only down to 42%, but the three-point shooting wasn't very good. But when you're out there playing, you feel it. But you don't really concern yourself with it. It's just possession to possession. What am I doing this possession? What are my responsibilities this possession? We're trying to either get a stop or trying to score this possession. So you don't really contextualize everything that's going on completely in the game because you're in the middle of it. And they just did what they had to do to win. They battled. They fought. Neither team. What was the biggest lead in this game? Yeah, like 9-5. How many NBA games have you seen where one team never had a 10-point lead? This game was played in a phone booth. Like, they were just back and forth and back and forth. It was like, oh, we think we're going to get away. No, you're not going to get away. We're not going to get away either.
And Superman was not there.
Now, it was again, you said it was a grinder of a game. It was a physical game. There were some whistles that I think you and I both thought, you could probably put that one in your pocket. But there were a lot of fouls in the game. And, like, there was a lot of fouling in the game as well. But the Warriors coming off the road, getting that win, kind of, you know, getting your legs back. Okay, we're back at home now. We found a way to get this win. It's just a really good sign. And it's a really good, this is the type of win good teams get.
Right.
They just find a way to beat another team who, you know, again, I said they were both 8-2 over the last 10, so they're both playing pretty good basketball. And the Pistons are a team that, you know, it's been tough on the Warriors in recent history. Young, athletic, can get out after you. You can put someone on Steph who's 6'8".
How about Cade Cunningham?
He's great. He's fantastic. Man. He is fantastic. And I agree with you. You said it during the game. I agree with you. It's nice to see the Pistons playing good basketball and just kind of back in it and have someone in Cade Cunningham that's probably going to be, I think you're right, probably going to be an all-pro type guy for years to come. So just a fun game. Really, really fun game. Bizarrely fun, but fun.
We're not going to see Cade Cunningham again, so give me, again, your thoughts on him and where his ceiling is.
I think he is a guy that's going to be, you know, one of your all pros, maybe not every single year, but he'll be vying for it. It may not be first team, maybe second, third team, something like that, but they have their guy. Detroit has their face of the franchise. And I like the way they're building it out as well. You got some young guys, Thompson, who's really athletic. Duren is really athletic. And, you know, we didn't even talk about him because he's been hurt for the past month or so. But Jaden Ivey, you know, he was a starting two guard on this team. And I think he was might have been second on the team in scoring when he broke his leg. And that's another guy that was having a really good year for him. And they would be that much deeper with him on the team. So, you know, they that's what you need in the NBA. You need your guy and then build around that. The Warriors have Steph. The Pistons now have Cunningham. The just pick a team. The top guys in the West. Denver has Jokic. Memphis has Ja Morant. Houston's interesting because I don't know if Houston has a guy per se, but Shingun's part of that. And then they bring in some guys. But usually, if you can get that guy, then you just build around him. So I think they're a good team. They're probably going to struggle a little bit in the playoffs. Who knows? In the East, to me, the East is two teams. Then who knows after that? Maybe New York. But I like where they're at right now. And I like Cade Cunningham's game, right? He's not super athletic. He gets to where he wants to go. He gets to that middle of the paint. And then usually the guys are guarding him are a little bit smaller. He can shoot over and get himself to the free throw line. So, no, I like the direction they're heading.
Well, Warriors get ready for Portland on Monday. That should be a lot of fun.
They battle. They get after it. I thought they were going to be one of the teams battling for a top pick this year. Uh-uh.
No.
If you think, hey, Portland, that's a win, think again. They've had some nice wins this year, so that is not going to be just, hey, show up and you're going to win that game, because that's not going to be the case.
So any final thoughts?
Nope.
Millard Fillmore? No.
I mean, we're gonna Millard Fillmore.
What's that final thought?
Is that a Millard Fillmore thing? I don't know. I love Millard Fillmore. I love the name. That's my favorite president. I don't know how you picked him out of the hat. I just love that name, Millard Fillmore. It's just such a great name. I think he was a Whig. I'm not positive. I think he might have been. I think he might have been a Whig. Which
he
you know
might
what?
Have been a Whig.
I told my wife. I go, look, I'm not voting again until the Whigs come back.
Yeah, get the Whigs.
I want the Whigs back.
Here we come, Whigs.
Who doesn't want the Whig party? Everybody wants the Whig party back. I want the Whig party back. No, I'm just looking forward to this homestand.
Yeah,
we're going to be together.
Last president of the Whig party.
Is
he?
Yeah, last president of the Whig party.
There you go.
Don't test my presidential knowledge.
I won't.
No, I don't mean that. Don't, because I got that one lucky. Okay, I was like, I don't know how I got that one, but you're going to be sorely disappointed. But we're going to get to work together a lot the next couple weeks, which is awesome. I'll get a chance to see you.
And you're coming on the road.
And you know what? It's not that far away. I'll be on the road.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Playoffs are coming, and I feel pretty secure right now in that this team's going to be, you know, if they stay healthy, they're going to be a playoff team this year, and then we'll see where it goes from there. I always hate when people say, oh, that's a team you don't want to play. No, OKC is a team you don't want to play.
Exactly.
There's a lot of teams you don't want to play.
You don't want to play anybody in the West anyway. So
no, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to the 19, 20 games, whatever they have left. So it feels a lot different than it did before the trade deadline, because you're thinking now, okay, I can kind of see a path. Now, I mean, it's going to be thread the needle, but I can see the path. So I'm excited for the last couple weeks of the season and excited to come to work
Monday.
Every other day, pretty much, for the next couple weeks.
Sounds good.
Yeah, I will be here Monday. Okay. I got nothing else going on.
There you go.